The following episode of Big Blue Planet is funded by Dex Unlimited.
I'm Ed Begley Jr. Welcome to our Big Blue Planet. In today's modern life, it's easy to think of ducks only as they live in civilization. One or two species floating contentedly on a cement pond in the middle of the city, or waddling at your heels if you're the one with the bread. Actually, worldwide, there are over 50 species of ornately beautiful ducks living in all regions, from old forests to rocky seacoasts. Each species has its preferred habitat. Some ducks spend all their time on shallow ponds. Others rest in trees. Some ducks forage on land, while others dive deep in the ocean for food. Most male ducks are brightly colored, while females have duller feathers to hide them from predators. All ducks like to gather in flocks for the winter. When spring comes, they pair off to find a place of their own to nest. One of the most beautiful and farthest migrating ducks that inhabit our marshes and flooded plains is the pintail, a grayish-white bird which gets its name from its long pointed tail. Many pintails migrate extraordinary distances. Some have been known to fly 6,000 miles. Amid the wildest rivers and crashing seacoasts, you'll find the harlequin duck. This dark blue bird, with white spots and red flanks, is an expert swimmer and diver, facing raging torrents in its quest for food. Harlequins dive into crashing waters and emerge directly into flight. Amazingly, harlequin chicks join their parents in the wild waters and begin feeding themselves immediately after hatching. Wood ducks prefer the serenity of riparian forests. They enjoy whiling away the hours, surveying a meandering creek, while perched on a dead tree stump. Rainbow coloring and ornate design make these ducks the most striking of all waterfowl. The female wood duck lays her eggs in the deep hole of a tree. When the ducklings hatch, they will be urged by the mother to take one of nature's most remarkable leaps of faith. They will throw themselves out of their nest, sometimes at a height of 60 feet or more, to the ground, and quickly waddle away unhurt to the nearest water source. I'm Ed Begley Jr. All these duck habitats have one thing in common, water. And there's a saying, when you're out of wetlands, you're out of ducks. See you next time on Big Blue Planet.
This episode of Big Blue Planet was funded by Ducks Unlimited, a nonprofit organization which has conserved and restored over 6 million acres of wetland since its inception. Ducks Unlimited, 1-800-45-DUCKS. Music courtesy of the Narada label for David Arkenstone's Yosemite, Michael Gettle's Skywatching, and Michael Jones' Wildflowers. Liberty Records provided John Jarvis' Lyrica and After the Fall.